Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want to welcome on to the line right now a Pro Football Hall of Famer, one of the best to ever do it. It's no one other than Mr. Warren Moon. Warren, how are you?
I am doing great this evening. How are you guys doing?
Terrific, terrific. Thank you for taking the time to hop on. There's so much I got to talk to you about in the brief time that we have together. I got to ask you, right now, the Dallas Cowboys are obviously, they're getting smacked around 28-3. There were obviously conversations after Dak went down with his injury about what the rest of this year would look like. What are your thoughts, and not just based on this game, as to what the Cowboys and their offense can do with no Dak?
You know, I thought after Dak went down, they would become a little bit more balanced, and they'd give the ball to Zeke a little bit more and get him more involved in the offense and not have to throw it as much. But, you know, what happens is when you get behind in a game like they are tonight, it's tough to have Zach make that Zeke involved, because he can't run the football if you're behind. You got to throw the football. And they tried to give it to him early, and he fumbled twice. So that's something you don't see Zeke do a lot early in a ball game, is fumble the football. So the Cowboys are just not in sync right now. They're really not a good football team. Their defense is giving up 36 points a game. And their offense, although it's been prolific, it's an offense that's always coming from behind, so they have to throw the football a lot to get back in the ball game. That's not the way you want to play football in the NFL today.
Not at all. Even amongst everything that you just said, it's still realistic that they win this division. Do you still favor them to kind of fall into that spot?
You know, it's really up in the air. It looks like they're going to lose tonight, and Philadelphia lost yesterday, who probably is the other team that would probably compete for that. But I think Philadelphia, when they start getting some guys back healthy, and that's been their biggest problem, is just guys injured, that they're going to get on a roll and maybe win some games, where the Cowboys have been pretty healthy most of the season and still haven't been able to win football games. So, you know, as I look at it right now, the Cowboys are in the lead in the NFC East. But I think Philadelphia is going to get things turned around here in the next couple of weeks, and they'll probably go on a run where they might win four or five games in a row and take over the division.
It would certainly make sense to see which loser wins the division here.
Yeah, the winner of that division could be 7-9. You never know. 7-9, 8-8.
The great Warren Moon is on the line with us right now. Warren, I mean, last week we had to watch, unfortunately, Dak go down with an injury. When you think about your prolific career, whether it be from the CFL to the NFL, I mean, you were rushing for hundreds of yards, a couple hundred yards just in a season, and that was amazing. And now we got Lamar Jackson's out here giving you north of a 1,000, and Dak is mobile, and Lamar and Kyler Murray, who's playing tonight, all of these guys are running around. What are your thoughts on how the quarterback position has changed? And do you feel that, you know, this is going to be par for the course? It's just going to be like full steam ahead here with the versatility from now into the future.
Yeah, the way the offenses are going now in the NFL, they're a lot like what you see in college football. They've kind of adapted to that. And I think part of the reason is because these young guys have had so much success running these RPO offenses in college, that they're letting them do that in the NFL now too. So you're seeing them run the football a little bit more. The position has become a lot more athletic than it's ever been. And you kind of need that in today's football, because the defenses are so fast right now, especially with the defensive ends coming off the edge, that you've got to be a quarterback that has to be able to really buy time and make some things happen outside the pocket, use your legs to get outside and buy yourself a little bit more time, or at other times be able to run the football and make yards. So that's the type of quarterback that's being successful in the NFL today. And it's not only, you know, the Dak Prescotts or the Lamar Jacksons, but you're seeing Josh Allen in Buffalo. You're seeing Sam Darnold with the New York Jets. All these guys who have the ability to move around are going to be the most successful in the league.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I'd say a lot of them are following a blueprint that you helped lay years ago, and we see that it's paying off, Warren. I mean, you got a guy like Pat Mahomes who has an opportunity to clock, you know, $500 million here, you know, on his first major contract. You know, Dak won't necessarily get that opportunity. What are your thoughts on his future in Dallas? Is it a given? They say they will franchise him. Is it a good thing that in the long run that he didn't take that contract, because things will still work out? Would you have taken the contract?
You know, I probably would have taken the contract, but I think they're going to look and see how the rehab goes with Dak and see how he comes back from the injury. They're also going to see how Andy Dalton plays and see what impact he has on this football team, whether they are able to get on a winning track or maybe they go the other way and continue to keep losing. I think that's going to help Dak's value as far as going forward on a contract. I'm sure they're going to be very cautious, and they're going to make sure that they're getting the best deal that they think is best for the Cowboys, because it is a business. And even though Dak got hurt and it was a devastating injury and everybody felt bad about it, the Cowboys are still going to look out for their best interest, because that's the business that they are, and they're all about making money and they're all about being successful. So we'll have to wait probably 4 or 5 months down the road to see exactly how this thing plays out. I still think they want Dak Prescott as their quarterback for the future. It's just by how much and how many years.
Yeah, no doubt about that. We know the Cowboys are all about the money, the highest valued franchise, the sports team on earth, $5.5 billion. Warren Moon is on the line with us right now on CBS Sports Radio. You mentioned Sam Darnold and his ability to run around, and sometimes, even like right now, it's got him a busted up shoulder. And we know the New York Jets are the only winless team in the NFL right now. They're probably staring at Trevor Lawrence, and there are plenty of folks who start talking about, oh man, Trevor needs to, you know, pull a Manning, whether it's staying in school, even though he said he had already come out, or whether it's an Eli Manning to say, I'll go here. What are your thoughts on a potential marriage of Trevor Lawrence in the New York Jets? What do the Jets need to do to be successful over the next bunch of years? It's going to take time.
Yeah, whoever the Jets get as their quarterback, and I still really like Sam Darnold, and it doesn't matter if they keep Sam Darnold or they bring in Trevor Lawrence, they've got to be able to protect one of them. You've got to be able to give your quarterback some time so that he feels comfortable that he can do his job back there in the pocket. And Sam Darnold has just not been able to do that since he's been with the New York Jets. And he doesn't have a lot of weapons on the outside to help him make his job a little bit easier. So whether it's Sam Darnold or whoever, they've got to do something to increase the value of their offensive players to make their quarterback have more success. So that's their job this offseason, to make sure they go out free agency-wise and get the best players they can, and then also do a great job in the draft so whoever their quarterback is, they give him a chance to be successful.
We're here with Warren Moon. I'm going to surmise that basically the New York Jets, they need Jesus. That's who they need to go ahead on the offensive line, at the receiver position. They need a whole lot of Jesus. Warren, just a couple more questions here with you. Ryan Tannehill playing for the Titans, kind of a legacy team from when you were on the Oilers. This guy is playing out of his mind right now. 13 TDs, almost no interceptions, I think no more than two, a 5-0 team. Do you feel he gets the attention and the respect that he deserves, especially having done this on a consistent basis now?
Well, he had a great year last year when he took over the starting job about midway through the season and led them all the way to the AFC Championship game. And now he's off to a great start this year. I think he's just in the right situation for him right now, because you've got the big running back behind you who you can hand the football off to, and that is going to dictate what the defense does. A lot of teams are going to try and put, you know, 7-8 guys in the box to try and stop the run, and that makes it a lot easier on the outside to throw the football when you only have one safety in the middle And you know what those corners are doing. They're backed off. So Ryan Tannehill is in a perfect position, a perfect offense for him right now because of the offense that they're running. And he's running it very, very well, very efficiently, and he's making the big plays down the football field. They're not asking him to do a whole lot throwing the football, but when they do ask him to throw it, he's been throwing it very successfully.
Well, we see that. We saw that in another quarterback. I got to ask you about 43-year-old Tom Brady. You wrapped up your career, I believe, at age 44. What changes? Obviously, arm strength, the dexterity, mobility. What changes is Tom Brady going through as a quarterback and still having the success in the league?
I think the biggest thing for Tom right now is he's going from one team that he was with for 20 years to a new football team, a new offense, new guys that he has to learn their personalities, new receivers that he has to learn where they like the football. So he's kind of still going through that process, but doing a pretty good job of it. As the season goes along, being his age, that's what you have to worry more about, just getting worn down, especially being in that heat and humidity down there in Tampa. That can wear on you as far as your legs and your arm as we get later into the season. So that's something that Tom has to really worry about, making sure that he's not overdoing it in practice, too many reps, too many throws, all those different things, because you want to be fresh coming down the stretch of the season and into the playoffs if they're a playoff team. So at that age, those are the things I'm more concerned about. But he does have a lot of talent on this football team that's going to make his job just a little bit easier.
Warren Moon, Hall of Famer, last question for you before I let you go. You just talked about all of that talent. Did he make the right move in going to Tampa Bay? Do you see them as legit Super Bowl contenders? Who do you favor to win it?
I really do think that he made the right decision. He's going somewhere where they have great talent around him, great wide receivers in Chris Godwin and also Mike Evans. He has good tight ends. You know, Gronkowski comes there, a guy that he's very, very familiar with. Their running backs have been very, very good. And the offensive line, they really beat that up in the offseason as well. But the thing I'm more encouraged about is their defense. Their defense was one of the best defenses in the league over the last 7 years last year. And we saw what they did the other day to Green Bay. This is a defense that can be smothering. They bring a lot of pressure. And if their defense is playing well and you've got Tom Brady who's going to be efficient, he's going to take care of the football, this is a very dangerous team going forward as they get to know each other a little bit better.
Warren, I appreciate you taking the time to hop on. Where can people follow you online?
They can follow me at WMoon on Twitter and at WMoon, excuse me, at WMoon on Twitter. And I think that's the best place to follow me.
Thank you so much. Always great to have a Hall of Famer join on. You've been listening to Warren Moon chatting it up with us about the NFL right here on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to the great Warren Moon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.